Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Exodus 25, I'm going to read from verse 31 and 32. I'm going to take two verses for want of time. And then, all right, do we have it? Hello. And thou shalt make a candlestick of pure gold, of beaten work, shall the candlestick be made, his shaft and his branches, his bows, his knops, and his flowers shall be of the same. And six branches shall come out of the sides of it, three branches of the candlesticks out of the side, and three branches of the candlestick out of the other side. Today I want to speak to you about the menorah. Hallelujah. The menorah. The menorah means, in literal translation, it means a lamp. A lamp with seven extensions. I want you to be very sensitive this morning. Hallelujah. God's plan and God's idea was for us as believers to be guided by his own revelation, by his glory. That menorah, the menorah means a lamp. It was a lamp that was put in God's presence. Menorah, M-A-N-O-R-A-H. But the menorah, I think we have a song on the menorah, right? So where is Michael? You just be firing down once from the background. I don't know how short this message is going to be, and I think it's a good place to say amen. The menorah is a lamp. It's a very big lamp. Is it possible we can get an image? Oh, amazing. Amazing. This is glorious. You are glorious. So glorious. Now, have you heard that we are called kings and priests? Now, for you to be a priest, a functional priest, you must know how to carry out priestly activities. So this message is an aspect of what it means to be a priest. Huh? It's just an aspect. That's why I told you last Sunday we are not gods. It's Americans that gave us that one. How many of you, and some of you have asked me questions, and I don't know if that's for today or not, but how many of you still think ye are gods? So I can read it. I will quote the Bible verse you quoted. Can I? No, do you believe you are gods? It's okay, I used to believe, and I've preached it, but okay. Please, I'll come back. Give me that scripture. Where is that scripture? Bookie. The ye are gods. No. The one Jesus quoted. Check that message. Let's just quickly talk about this. It's not a pet doctrine. I just need you to know. You are a child of God. You share the same DNA, but you are not gods. Because the moment you call yourself a god, that means you will demand worship. Are you with me? If you say you are a god, you must demand worship. And only God, only Jesus, or the Holy Spirit can demand worship from anyone. John chapter 10. Start from verse 31. This is the same scripture that says, ye are gods, and all of you are what? Children of the Most High. It was Jesus that said it. But Jesus was quoting the book of Psalms. So give us, very quickly, before I come back to the menorah. Ah, yes, I love this. This is a typical action movie. Look at this. Say, then the Jews took up stones. To stone who? Jesus. That's your Savior. It's not today people have been disregarding him. Next verse. Then Jesus answered them, many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of these works do you stone me? Please, I want you to follow the storyline. Because the problem we have with a lot of us is that we quote scriptures out of context. Next verse. The Jews answered him, For a good work we stone thee not. But for what? For what? That means he had said the unsaidable. Eh? Something that should never come out of the mouth of Jesus had been said. That's what blasphemy is. Do we agree? And because thou being a man maketh thyself what? So what was his offense? He said publicly that I and my father, we are one. That statement is only simple in 21st century. Those days, it was, you are going to be sentenced to death. So do we understand the argument so far? Jesus called himself God. Next verse. Then Jesus answered them. Now, this response, please, are you with me now? This response is in, he was responding to their accusation that he called himself God. So this is the one most of us know. He answered them and said, is it not written your law? I said, ye are gods. Who said this? Who made this statement? This is the one most of us are familiar with. I think almost everybody knows this one. We are gods. It's from America. It's not from Jesus. Well, ye are gods. And all of you, go ahead. Next verse. If he called them gods, wait. Who are these them? Are we together? You see, you Farabale. calm down. Jesus said, is it not written in your law, saying, ye are gods? He wasn't talking to the Pharisees, though. He was quoting Psalms. And all of you are what? Children of the Most High. Then he said, if he called them gods, unto whom the word of God came, and the scriptures cannot be broken. Next verse. Then say ye of him, whom the Father has sanctified, and sent into the world, thou blasphemest. If Jesus, if God the Father said, you are God, how dare you say to him, whom the Father himself said, you are my son, go and read, go and I've separated you. Any otonye, I have separated you. How can you say to him that is blaspheming? Me, that I came directly from God the Father. How can you say I'm blaspheming? When even my father said concerning some other people, you are gods. This scripture that Jesus quoted, Jesus was referring to himself, not us. If you take that verse 35 out of context, what you will think is that Jesus is saying, ye are gods. Give me the scripture where this original statement was made. I think that should be Psalm 82, right? Yes. 82, I think. Yes. Go to verse 1. So let's look at the original context. This one is just a brief Bible story. So don't worry. This one it will not reduce the anointing you have. But don't call yourself, there's only one God. You are not in that, you are a joint heir. You share his DNA. You are a child of God. Huh? You are not a God. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. I think we read this thing last week. And he judgeth among. These are the gods he was talking about. He judgeth. That means there's a council in heaven where gods meet. And God is the chairman of that council. All those gods of Persia, Nigeria, all of them, they gather. And God will wire all of them. Huh? They gather with Bilala. They come for Bilala regularly. Give me second verse. And God was challenging them. How long will you judge unjustly? It was God was angry with them. And accept the persons of the wicked. Next verse. I told you, defend the poor and the fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. You need to get last week's message. Next verse. Deliver the poor and the needy. Get them out of the hands of the wicked. They know not. Neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. Therefore, now, all the foundation of the earth is now out of course. So you see strange things happening to people. People will be born into families. You look at the entire family. Nobody is doing well. Because of the seeds that their fathers have sowed many years ago. The children are the ones reaping it. This lady is very beautiful. This guy is very brilliant. Nobody is a graduate. Nobody is getting married. See, what's the problem? The man who caused the problem died 300 years ago. But because it's the same bloodline, everybody there will pay for it. That's why the blood of Jesus is very powerful. You cannot say you don't, you cannot choose not to recognize. That's your only way out. the blood of Jesus. That's the only thing that the spirit realm recognizes for your freedom. Meanwhile, somebody tell you, don't plead the blood of Jesus. And you too, you carry it on your all these Instagram apostles. Next verse. But I have said to you, ye are gods. This scripture, just read it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. God was talking to these unjust rulers. So Jesus went back and made reference that if God referred to these other beings as gods, how much more him? That's what he was saying. We have to be careful about quoting things out of context. Many of the things we preach, if we put it in context, we won't be able to preach it again. All right. Psalm 11. Isaiah 11. And I can go on. I challenge any of you to bring out any scripture that says or suggests that we are God. And without looking, we will read it here now. And we will answer it. We will let the scripture answer it. There's no scripture. We are called to be kings and to have dominion in the earth and in the realm of the spirit, not gods. So demons can see you and bow, but you are not permitted to take worship from a fellow man. Did you hear what I said? You are not permitted to allow somebody worship you. For maybe you helped the person or the person bowed down to you. No, don't take it. Don't take it. No matter how innocent it looks. Somebody will use his head. You know what it means? You know what this means? You use it to bow down to you. And you don't take it. Run away. Get the man arrested. I'm not joking. These things have very serious implications. Do you know the problem God had with Nebuchadnezzar? He took worship. I will show you in the scripture. He took worship that did not belong to him. The next chapter, he became mad. Most people do not attribute his 7 years madness to the problem of erecting an idol. It was just one chapter apart. Everything is cause and effect. You go to your village, they say there's one ceremony they are doing. All of you from social family, come out family by family and be dancing. You too, you came out with all the Holy Ghost in you. With all the Holy Ghost in you. You came out, you are now dancing. You are now dancing. Come out, to be Jew. Even though you are singing praise and worship song, you are dancing before a strange altar. New Yam Festival. If you want to eat yam, can't you go to the market and buy yam? Must you go to the village to be doing New Yam? Meanwhile, you are not even aware of what they have done before you got there. And respect authority, do that. They should be the one feeling privileged to have you. It's just that you don't know yourself. If you know yourself, you will not be kneeling down 10 times for any governor. What you have can remove a governor. What you are carrying, those 7 spirits, can remove a governor. But you don't know. You are still waiting for a governor to do you a favor. Reverend Omar Okpai, I think he was trying to build a polytechnic or something then, and one governor refused to sign the CFO or something. The governor started making trouble for him. He said, let you sign my paper and I have bought the land. Governor, then they wanted to do crusade. The man said the crusade will not hold. He just picked his phone and called the governor in the car. Your Excellency, let us do this crusade. Say no. Call my PA. Say, oh, it's okay, I remove you. Governor was impeached. It was not Umar Okpa, it's the House of Assembly that impeached him. But the man of God removed him. You don't want me to do my crusade. You not sign my paper. Okay, I remove you. The governor is not the one trying to find the man of God. And it's not like that. It's the anointing has gone. You know I'm not a man of God. You know I'm not a man of God. I'm just a businessman. He said, please, I reverse that thing. I said, I cannot reverse it. And that was the end of that governor till today. He's still alive, but I will not mention his name. Grow in your authority. Stop playing around. Grow in your authority. So that when you speak, the heavens will know a king has spoken. When you talk. It's like she said something. Angels, what are you saying? Go and attend to him. We don't know. You allow social media to disciple you. Give me Isaiah 11. The kingdom of God, represented by the church of Jesus Christ, is a government. We are not a democracy. We are a government. In those days, kings do not step into their office without a prophet. They must be brought into it. In former times in the United States, you cannot be even though they voted for you, you cannot be inaugurated without a man of God in the US. Though they still have a form of it now, but in those days, a pastor will come and pray for you in front of the whole nation. That's America. You are now managing. Maybe you want to jack my baby. You want to go to UK. Okay. I want you. You will pay what they are paying UK. Bam! Take. Everybody is shouting. President is sleeping. Give me my Bible verse. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his root. Verse 2. Who is Jesse? The father of David, the biological father of David. So Isaiah was trying to trace the root of this prophecy, where the thing is. So you won't make mistake. They didn't say Abinadab. They said Jesse. So if you want to start your whatever, trace from here. Because others will come and say they are Christ. But may I tell you, it is from the root of Jesse. And the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. And the spirit of wisdom and understanding. How many? The spirit of the Lord. Say one. The spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, spirit of knowledge, and the spirit of the fear of the Lord. Now put up the image of the menorah again. Now, how many extensions does this have? So the menorah represents the presence and the glory of God. Those seven spirits of God, please put it up, put it up, put it up. I want to show you something. Now look at your Bible. Tina, who has his Bible on? On Isaiah 11. Read from the Spirit of the Lord. And start from where that's verse 2, I think.
And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him.
Now, look at this center here. The Spirit of the Lord. Yes, next.
The Spirit of wisdom.
All right. And what?
And understanding. And the spirit of counsel.
Wait. The spirit on the left now. The spirit of wisdom. Counsel. Wait. Wisdom. Understanding. And counsel. Three on this side. Then the other three. Give. Might.
And the spirit of knowledge.
Knowledge. And of the fear of the Lord. Thank you. Please sit down. Just give her the holy mic. Because we may still need it. On the left hand side, you have wisdom, understanding, counsel. Those three fall within the region of the prophetic. Are you with me? Spirit of wisdom. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the Bible presents us with the nine gifts of the Spirit. And there are three that fall into this category. We have the spirit of wisdom. We have, the gift of the word of wisdom, the gift of the word of knowledge, and the discerning of spirit. So, that gift, especially the gift of knowledge, counsel should be on this side. So I bring knowledge to the left side. Knowledge, wisdom, understanding. Those are the three faculties of knowledge and revelation. Okay, so you have every way God communicates is illumination, is light, is revelation. He does it in knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. There are people that know a lot of things, but they have no understanding. They are always having dreams, prophetic dreams, but they never know the meaning until the worst has happened. And I saw it. After 15 years. So you have to pray, especially if you are somebody that God normally reveals things to through dreams and vision. For the spirit of understanding. This is the faculty of the prophetic. All prophets, this is where they operate from. On this side, you have the spirit of counsel, the spirit of might. What else? And the fear of the Lord. So what you have here are the power gifts. The power gifts. The power gifts include, according to 1 Corinthians 12, the gifts of healing. The gifts of healing is plural. That means somebody may be anointed to cure cancer, but he can't cure headache. There are different types of... Have you seen 4? Shall I show you? It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Go and look at it. The gifts, there's S there, of healing. So some people, for instance, Kenneth Hagin was known to be gifted with cancer. But there were many things, then maybe crippled or so. So if you look at someone like Pastor Chris Hirakilome, you notice there are some miracles that are more consistent. So the area of your healing gift will be more, people will be more dominant than other gifts. You may pray for someone that is blind and they see, but your real gift may be raising cripples. For instance, and this is just an aside, I observe that since I became a pastor, everyone that I've prayed for that cancer got healed. Everyone. Every one of them. And I did not see any of them. I prayed for them on the phone. Alright? So, if it becomes consistently consistent, it could be said that maybe that is one of the areas of my gifts of healing. But can I also be honest to tell you that anytime I have malaria, I have to go to the hospital. Me. If I have malaria, I must go and pay homage at the doctor and greet him. Say, you are back. I say, yes. Give me one shot. Okay, three shots. Yeah, because I'm traveling, so make it three shots so I can be on the way. Meanwhile, are you with me? I think some of you you can identify what I'm saying. That there are certain things you can do almost easily. That others are wondering, how are you able to do it? But you may have just one thing that somehow you've not been able to get your hands around it. Okay. So what God requires us to do in that case is that you must develop your faith for your healing in that area. Or for your freedom. Especially if you don't have the anointing for it. So we talk about the spirit of might. We talk about the... what again? Under the power domain there. Please look at... No, look at... So, the spirit of counsel is the gift of prophecy.
Yes, sir.
The spirit of... I'm trying to break this down. I hope it's not too complicated. The spirit of... The spirit of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding are the prophetic, is the prophetic office and the prophetic gift. So if you are a prophet, you must have at least two of them. If you are a prophet, you must have at least two of them. And the prophetic gift is one of those gifts that you cannot operate in the flesh. It will be divination. Like my sister that I was talking about, that day when I called her out here, you know, and I told her, somebody is going to call you. And this will be the phone number. I mentioned a part of the number series that will call her. I'm not even in church that day, you know. And then she called me a few days ago and said, the person has called. But I think that was about a month ago or so, you know. So that ability to see into the future and see the secret of men is the gift of the word of wisdom. And I told her, the wisdom here is that you must not pick that call. I think I said something like that. Now, I really don't know, but if I'm really getting to prophesy to you, if you are in this church, you should keep your phone on record. That's just the advice, because it just happened that a word came for you. All right? So that is the prophetic gift. And you, for you to benefit from this, you must know how to relate with prophetic ministry. And this church is a prophetic ministry. So my goal is not to even prophesy to you. It's that all of you individually can begin to hear God on your own. So that my work... then God can send me somewhere else. So we have the spirit of might. The spirit of might is where the power gifts are. The gift of the working of miracles. And please pay attention. It is working of miracles. Not miracles. Do you know the difference? Working of miracles is that when I pray for you, there are certain, let me use healing or deliverance. There are certain things that may be wrong with you. It may actually be a sickness. Or no, a deformity. Let's assume you can't walk. That one is not healing, it's a miracle. Because you are trying to repair something that has been damaged. The person cannot walk, or the leg is bent. Like when I went to Mubi to preach, I prayed for two women who spoke Hausa. My Hausa is not so fluent, but the pastor there was interpreting to me. They came after the meeting, like we had just shared the grace, and they had large goiters. Large goiters. I shared this testimony here. But that day I was operating at another level of faith. And when they told me, I saw God, I started laughing. I started laughing, and I said, let's see what Jesus will do. Let's see what Jesus will do. And I touched the neck of the first woman. And I had, why you Allah? Why you Allah? Why you Allah? I just left her. Went to the next person. Why you Allah? Why you Allah? Then they started, Pastor, he's gone. He's gone. I didn't pray. I didn't say, oh, you spirit of the, where did you get the goiter from? Hey, you spirit of the marine world. Even the way you are see, when you won't cast us out, see the way leg they shake. The guy himself no get confidence. It was an anointing. It wasn't really my faith.
Yes,
huh? There was a spirit of faith in action.
Yes,
and just by touch. Huh? So, that one was healing. But in the case of somebody who is, for instance, paralyzed. Huh? After Peter prayed for that man by the beautiful gate in front of the church, Peter pulled him up. That act of pulling him up is to make the man put his faith in action. Huh? Because when he pulls him up, the man will be forced to move the leg. Then the leg will stretch little by little. And after like 5 minutes, the person can walk. So the ability of the art of making somebody stretch his faith to do what he couldn't do before is what leads to working of miracles. You work it out. But if that man Peter prayed for didn't take a step, he would remain crippled. Please, are you with me? So many of you have gotten something from the Lord, but you didn't take a step of faith in that direction. Huh? If the Lord said to you, my daughter, I've given you a brand new job, what God expects for you to do is to get home today and wash all your clothes and start ironing them. The pastor gave a word. You know, Stetina, you know, pastor is very blessed too. Pastor is very, I wish I was living with pastor. Pastor doesn't want to live with you. Ah, if I'm living with pastor, I will call you this anointing. You can't imagine, you see me with singlet. It's a new series, this new episode is out too. Bam. Ah, my Netflix has expired. Where's my card? Sorry, I'm looking for the pastor. I say, are you sure? I said, don't worry, we are twins. The new pastor is in the room, he's praying. I'll go and call him for it. So we have the gift of power, the gift of faith, the gift of working of miracles. We have the gifts of healing. That gift of healing has S in it. You can confirm in 1 Corinthians 12. But there is one other spirit that is unique and different. Who can tell me what that spirit is? The spirit of what? The fear of the Lord. This spirit of the fear of the Lord is the key to the other six. Which Bible did Joseph read? In Egypt. Who was Joseph's pastor? If Joseph had slept with that man's wife, who would know? But he would have lost his destiny.
Wow.
We won't know about him. Until we get to him, God will now start telling us of people who missed an opportunity to be in scripture because of what they did. Eh? What they did. So they removed their names. But Joseph passed, so they put his name.
Wow.
Then they selected some small people like Samson that ran mad. Solemn woman. He said, put her, so others will learn.
Wow.
There are people Satan can't touch, but if immorality touches them, you can't cast it out. You are gone.
Wow.
Even Satan will not touch you. He will send immorality. Because you can't bind immorality.
Yes,
but you can bind, you can cast him out. With power, Holy Ghost. If you cast immorality, he will come again. You look so uncomfortable. You look so uncomfortable. That's how immorality will be doing. You look so... Say, can you calm down? Say, Frank, calm down. You are nervous. You are nervous. That's how it will be doing. Frank, you say, look at the door. Frank, run outside. He went to do follow-up that God did not send you. You want to be the deputy Holy Ghost. You want to win all the souls for Christ. Jesus had 12 disciples. He didn't choose a woman. You didn't ask why. As faithful as Mary Magdalene was, Jesus did not call her a disciple. You want to be a hero. Say, God has given me, Pastor, you know, I have a very unique anointing. Any sister I pray for, God used to heal them and deliver them. Pastor, this is a unique anointing. No, I check. I don't really see anybody that is operating like that. I say, you are going to hell, brother. You are going to hell. You can't miss it. You're on the express. See, I'm so anointed. You know, Pastor, when I pray for men, you know, sometimes I really don't know. When I lay on some men, they fall down under the anointing. But men, they are very stubborn. When I pray for, you see, it's as if I just know what is wrong with them. Brother Frank. Whoa, Charlie, you are going to hell. And the way it is now, you can't miss it. You're on the express. You went to a woman who I said that you are nervous. She's not touching. Oh, Jada. You know, carry, come on, leave your name and run. Joseph ran. Left his slippers or whatever. You want to show that you are mature in the spirit. Who sent you maturity? Who sent you? There is a spirit here. It's called the spirit of the fear of the Lord. This is what is lacking in the church today. The spirit of the fear of the Lord is one of the major ingredients that has caused the absence of true prophetic anointing and the absence of genuine miracles. It is the fear of the Lord, the absence of it, that makes a pastor has forgotten his name, and control, and people cannot sleep until they see you. May be a root telling us there is no fear of God in you, which could be why God is careful to give you his power. Let me tell you something. Let me show you a scripture here that might really help you. It's in the book of Acts. Acts 19 from verse 14. Anything you say, they are seeing realms, portals, and dimensions. You are here, say, Jesus loves you. Can you pray for your brother? They don't know that one. They are past that level. Are you talking about portals? Are you talking about the terrestrial realm? Are you talking about the angels that have eyes all over their body? So that's their level. They are not like us who preach John 3:16. For God so loved you. Oh yeah, let's pray for your pastor. Let pastor. They are immortals. They are immortals. Next verse. Are not these immortal people? They cannot perform miracle. They cannot perform. It's just that talk, 3 hours, 4 hours. At the end of the day, so what do we do? Say, let's love ourselves. See, you could have said that from the beginning now. Which one is immortal and dimension? On top of let us love ourselves. Ha. Here. Yeah. No. Go back to where this story started. Is it 13? Please, somebody help me. Is it verse 10? Try verse 10. Let's round up. Comfortable in my anointing. I'm telling you. You should try it. I'm telling you. It's a powerful. It's a, when you just know, you are not separated from the anointing. Bookie, I'm telling you something. You see, you are anointed in a very rare way. I envy your anointing. The moment you become comfortable in it and you become one with it like this, you can switch. You can switch. By wanting to, you will switch. They are here. The setting of the vagabond Jews, exorcists. These guys used to do deliverance. They are the ones that if they don't turn your head and make you fall and vomit, deliverance has not happened. Took upon them to call upon over them which had evil spirits. In the name of the Lord Jesus. So they challenged this guy. This guy had it, was possessed. He wasn't oppressed. He was possessed. Body, soul, and spirit. Satan was operating at those layers with the brother. The guy said, come church. Then the sons of Sceva now wanted to show the world the realm and the portal they were operating from. Then the dimension. They now challenge the spirit. Say, in the name of Jesus. They mentioned Paul, though. Which one is Paul again? I thought you already mentioned. Which one is a God of wind? I want to cause national crisis. So. The God of my father. So, how many of you have tried it before? Don't raise your hand. This is similar to what we are talking about. They mentioned Jesus. Then I added their father in the Lord. The God of my father. Okay, you too, why don't you try and know this God so that he can be your God? Now lie. Shortcut. He's about to cast. Next verse. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, chief of the priests, which did so. These were the guys with the next verse quickly. And the evil spirit answered. The evil spirit actually felt insulted. Do you know why you must be confident? Is that evil spirits know how to scan you. When you begin to try certain things, they will look at you. Look at your past. They already know if you have what it takes. They know. So these spirits scan them. So since you mentioned Paul, I will bring Paul into this matter. If you have not mentioned Paul, Jesus will be enough. But so that you may know, it's not because I will not have obeyed you. Jesus, I know. We know him. He's the Son of God. He was crucified. That is not something we argue about. We agree, even as demons. We know. We know him. We know he's glorified. When that demon says we know, that word know is very weighty. We know him indeed. We know him as the Lord of Lords and King. This thing you're about to do, you are about to get yourself into trouble. And it will not be because the name is not powerful. It will not be because. Say we know Jesus. And I thought that the demons would have stopped there by accepting that Jesus is the Lord. They say we also know Paul. Hey, they know you. They know you. I know you say you are hidden in Christ, but they know you. These demons, acknowledge, say, Jesus we know, Paul we know. They scan the guys. They scan those guys. You are weak. You have no communion with God. You have no relationship with God. I'm looking at you. You are porous and empty. You have no depth. You don't have the right to use that name. You want to become famous on the name of Jesus. The way to know who is doing God's will is not fame. Because there are people that every man of God that is popular is their father in the Lord. Their pastor in their village is not a pastor. It's not good enough. The pastor that named you, but it's not good enough. Because now you can speak in tongues. And that man is from another church where they don't speak in tongues. It's not good again. Because now you have portals and dimensions. And you have rhema. You have moved beyond gnosis to epignosis. So that your pastor in your village that attends cooking or Kwaibo or CAC, all those pastors, they are poor. In your mind, they are not doing the will of God. Because they need to come to a height and a dimension in Christ. But they have failed to see the reality of the kingdom. So they have failed to see it. So this demon said, well, Paul, last week, they flogged him 39 strokes where he was trying to preach. They even locked him up. He prayed, nothing happened. Paul, now we go still kill him. But we know him. We respect him. It's the Romans that don't respect him. We respect him. Say, but I can see seven of you here. I know your names, but in the realm of the spirit, I can't find you. Who are you? No, that's a powerful question. The demon gave them the opportunity to introduce themselves. And that was when it occurred to those boys. They were nothing. The demon didn't bounce on them until they failed to answer his question. Who are you? Peradventure, you represent the marine kingdom. Maybe we are together in this job. Tell me, I can't see your signature. Where are you from? Leviathan or Asimode? I can't read you. Which power, which portal are you from? The demon was sincere. It was the seven brothers that didn't know what they were doing. They couldn't even brag and say, we are in Christ. The demon already told them, I know you. I know you are not for Christ. So tell me, where are you from? Next verse. And the man in whom the evil spirit was, he leaped. Do you know what it means to leap? Some of you don't know what it means to leap. Let me show you. I want to show you what it means to leap. For you to leap on somebody, you must have the height. Somebody said, I should not jump. I want to show. When you stand on that ring, you know, And somehow you are sure the guy will stay there and wait for you. Now, imagine the guy moves before you land. Amen. They'll just come and carry you out of the ring. Because that hand is broken. The guy had the advantage of height. And he leaped on seven men. They didn't even think to run. They were already overpowered mentally. They just froze there. If you are going through a spiritual challenge and your mind is now affected, do not proceed. Withdraw. You hear what I said? The moment you notice this thing that is happening to you, your mind is affected. It's as if you are becoming slow. You can't think properly. Don't continue. You need to leave to fight another day. Withdraw first. They will be talking to you. They want you to come back. Let's settle this thing. Don't agree. Run. Because the moment you are empowered in your mind, the battle is over. This guy jumped on them. Well, there's that brother. He jumped on them and overcame them and prevailed. See the three layers. And they fled out of that house naked and wounded. The problem of these brothers, even if they were born again, is that there was one element that was missing in their life. They had no fear of God. Please, are you with me? There is something about the fear of God that makes your prayers very sharp. And this is the fear of God. That for whatever major decision you are making, God becomes the bias for that decision. Is that clear enough? Like, apart from the benefits you are going to get from this project or whatever, God is the primary bias. Primary bias, the default reason why you are taking the decision. A lot of people have made the mistake of shutting down the voice of God and increasing the volume on their emotions because they feel it is their right. And when the die is cast, you may go into the next 5-10 years, you will be praying, you will be fasting, but you already opened the door. The other doors will now be opened for you. You will pray, you will fast. Pastors will gather and fast with you, but you will not be able to overcome that problem because you had a moment in your life to make one right decision and you chose to shut your ears to counsel and you opened it to your emotions and you paid for it. I have very painful stories I can tell you, but I will not say because some of the people are online. But those stories would have drove my point straight up. There's a sister. The sister came to my office. Pastor, I'm about to take this decision. And I said, don't do it. Say, Pastor, it's for the future. It's for the benefit of my family. And I said, don't do it. I said, if you do it, you will pay. You will pay dearly. And you will not have what it takes to pay. And Pastor, we don't want to, you know, for those of you that are here, there are some things I don't say again. If you bring a goat, I will join you. Yes. My calling is to join you. I will not tell you don't marry that goat. Because if I tell you, you will be offended at me. So I will leave you. That's how bad it has become. If you tell me you want to move from Lagos to Abuja, if I love you, I will warn you. If I really love you, I will warn you. But after that one time, I will not say it again. Because people cannot handle the truth. If there was a king like that, he got prophets, about 400 of them, to be telling him, go to war, you will win, you will win. It was my card that said, if you go, you will not return. They said they should arrest them. I don't want anybody to arrest me. I've seen it happen to my car. I don't want to be arrested. I've done village evangelism. I've done many things. I don't like prison. So let me tell you, how do you want the prophecy? How do you want it? Oh, you will go forward. You will go forward. Amen. So, can I go now? I say, yes, I'm going. I don't want problem. I don't want problem. I don't want problem. I don't want problem. Some people want problem. I don't want problem. This person refused, packed his bag, her bags, moved to another location, started sleeping on the floor. When the battle started, started sleeping on the floor. Went to the hospital. Doctor said, your heart is failing. Your kidneys, you cannot do this work you are doing. If you leave Nigeria and go to Kazakhstan, but in Kazakhstan, they don't like blacks. Or you go to Dubai, you are doing some kind of jobs there that you didn't do here. With all the suffering, you now went, you are doing some things, but your body is not crafted for that kind of stress. You worked till 12 midnight. You that 12 midnight here, you used to watch Netflix and you started, then your body, heart started failing, kidney started failing. Then the person sent me a message. He said, you warned me. I did not listen. The doctor says, my body cannot take it again. My heart is failing. My kidney is failing. I know you warned me. Please help me. That was 3 months ago. I have still not had time to respond to that message. See the spirit of counsel and the spirit of the fear of the Lord. If you can get those two, your error rate in life will be very low. People want to hear prophecy. Oh, thus yet, Lord, thus yet. It is good. Pay attention to counsel. Sometimes you need somebody in church to sit you down and say, brother, what you are doing is wrong. There's a person in this church that normally comes very late to church. Then will come and say he wants to see the pastor. If you came late, don't bother coming. Jesus came, service is 8 o'clock. Jesus came 7 a.m. when we opened the church. Pastor came around 7. You came 11. A lady came here. Her mother had cancer. Somebody told her to come and see me. We were praying here on Saturday. Those days we used to do Saturday prayer meetings. She came here from the highbrow area of Lagos, where big men, at least I've been to that area. The house is there. If I have one of it, I'll just sell it. Come and buy a house in Ikeja, Bagada, and I'll become a landlord. I will not work again. Where a land can be 200 million, 300 million. That's the place I'm talking about. In Lagos. But the mama has cancer. She came. Came late. Hello, Pastor. So person told me to see you. I say, oh, okay. What do you want? Say, I'm the one that he spoke to you about. I say, you are late. Actually, no. Even right now, I still need to rush to the office. I say, go to the office. It's better I go to your side. They will not give you query. You know, this one is church. You can do what you like here. But this pastor doesn't talk to latecomers. Pastor, you just need to understand. I say, I don't understand. You know, as I can see you now, as I'm looking at you, you are very educated. Some of us, we are just trying to develop ourselves, you know. But I still understand you, but I cannot see you. I say, if you want me to see you, wait for the prayer meeting. Pick that phone. Please, could you hear me speak to pastor? You know, now I say, is that what he said? You better stay in that prayer meeting. Say, I have some reports I need to say. And go, once you go, you know, I'm not God. Everybody can pray to God. Yeah. You can pray to him in your room. So later we started praying here. I think some of us remember those Saturday prayer meetings. I saw the lady, she was praying. I was just laughing where I was. I see. I was praying for her to go. After the meeting, it was during that prayer meeting. I just pointed, I said, you have this problem in your future. John looked at me. Because when I was telling her she should go to the office, I was laughing. Now she noticed I wasn't laughing. And I told her, 1, 2, 3, 4 things. That's for you. About your mother, we'll talk about that later. At the end of it, she came to me. Pastor, thank you. You really need to. They are really against me in that office. I say, and you want to go and submit report? Ogun, idile. Family battle. They pursue you. They carry computer. The day I was going to pray for her, concerning her mother, it was not her. It was the mom I prayed for. The mother called me from South Africa. They were wheeling her into the operations room. And they said, no, let's do another test. The mother called, hey, hello, sir. Me, I wish I could be talking like that. But I realized those demons, they know they respect people when they talk like that. You must get grace. If you don't have grace, they're not going to respect you. You must be ready to tear shirt. You cannot touch my son. You cannot touch my daughter. You're grace. You speak grammar. You go school. You go school. They never show you paper. The mother called me. To God will make me. God forgive me. Now I always ask for forgiveness. To God will make me. That day, I no pray come off house. I was eating egg roll. Egg roll. Early in the morning. You know that kind of hunger. You be eating useless things. I was eating egg roll. The woman called. I saw the number plus two. I said, I told my friends I'm going. I went outside. Father name. I said, in my mind, God forgive me. No, sir, I no pray to you. Sincerely, if I no pray, I go tell you. They weed the woman in, and the doctor says, stop. Where's the result of the test? There's no cancer here now. Between that prayer and when they took her, meanwhile, they've already operated one side. Remove that one. They want to remove the other one. So why did we remove the first one? There's no cancer now. The woman came back and I want to come and see you. I said, I told her I don't want to see you. Now for that day, I for blue. That day. Later, I come to think, but if I allow that woman come, oh. The man say, and I come say, you know, just want to appreciate you, man. I'm just around Ikeja area. I say, I'm in mainland, but don't worry. He said, no. We're not there. Say, Pastor, I just want to. Say, don't come. The moment she said she's coming, I lost my peace. It's not that I heard God. I lost my. So I know God doesn't want her to come. Before she turns me to a village prophet, anytime she has problems, if I'm your pastor, you can use me as you like. If I'm not your pastor, look for your pastor. That's how she was free. Today she does intercessory prayer meetings for women. That woman that they wanted to kill at the age of 50. I see her flowers everywhere. Prayer for women. I say, yes. This is the real reward. Not that you got your delivery. Now it's called somebody to one herbalist home. Say, my friend has problem. Can you assist her? She has a big problem. They are ganging against her in the office. This is my friend. She suffer. But she's around here. Extremely rich. I've never set my eyes on her. Except on flyer. I see her on flyer. Counsel. This menorah, if you want to understand the glory of God, how revelation works, these seven spirits must live in your inside. You must pray it into yourself. Pray it. You must realize you are not very wise. That unless the spirit of counsel and wisdom comes upon you, you will be deceived eventually. You must know. You must know. That people are not truthful. People are not sincere. They will only tell you what they think you can hear so that they can rip you off. It takes the spirit that the eyes that can see what other eyes you can. It takes the candlestick to be on fire to show you what others cannot see. What are you talking about? When we come for our prayers from July 1, tomorrow, some of you are angry now. You want this cup to pass over you? You will fast. When you wake up tomorrow, your cooker will not work. Your gas will finish. You better grind out or have soup. You left it. Eat everything today. Because by tomorrow, it will be spoiled. Some people are angry. Right? I paid 50,000. I put so many things in my Oha soup. Why is this pastor talking like this? I said, go and if you reach us now, go chop the soup. It goes spoil this night. So these are going to be things we'll be praying about. Huh? Do you think we should pray about this? These seven spirits, when they begin to operate in your life, you will become a wizard. The Bible said the words of Samuel, he didn't fall to the ground. It was not everything God said. Even the things Samuel said, God caught them. He didn't let them drop. Because this guy is infused. And these were the spirits that were in Jesus. That's why Jesus did not need any man to prove himself. Jesus knew all men. He knew all men. He knew these ones came for bread. He knew that they were not his disciples. Upon all the miracles he did, upon all the dead he rose, only 120 stayed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Who told you mega church is a sign of approval? 120, sir. We are more than 120 here. The day Jesus fed people, see the whole nation. Apostle became usher. Peter, hey, you, I've given you before. Oh yeah, you take bread. You, you're a thief. You take. That's how powerful Jesus. If God won't feed you, they spend. They spend. You know they place more. They spend. You send our food, chop. And you know they buy. Waiting I get. Like Elijah, Father, I thank. Oh yeah, share it. The thing will be multiplying, multiplying. Meanwhile, somebody say Jesus should go and look for a job. Say Jesus, they go up and down. Then you know get it way they do. It's a roving evangelist. But now you they suffer. Because if you talk now, the food go multiply. But you must sweat for everything. So we'll get job. Let me give you this final one, then we'll pray. If you know anybody that operates in any of these levels, and they are your friends, do your best to honor them so that their gifts can profit you. Are we together? I went to preach in a particular state in the north. The spiritual father of that state, if the father, like the person everybody looks up to in that state, came to my hotel room. And he said he wanted to see me alone. Maybe because of the things he saw. Alright? When I go for crusades, I don't pray long prayers. I just declare. Because there's no time to be praying. You just preach and pray. And you see people will be healed instantly. You know? So maybe because of the things he saw. This man is old enough to be my father. I wasn't really sure what the problem was. But this man did something that made me afraid. That was the day I knew that I had pride. That's why I don't allow people to kneel down for me. The man said to me, I saw the hand of God on your life. These are the problems I'm having. He said, please pray for me. I froze. I said, sir, don't do it. Ah, is it not prayer? You can see that. Ah, he said, no. I said, no, I cannot pray like this. I forced him to sit down. Then we, in fact, the prayer itself, I didn't know how to pray it again. This is the person we sat in the conference. Everybody who came up to pick the mic, first of all, recognized him. You know that kind of person? Everybody who came to that crusade, first of all, recognized that man. Our father, the father of this state. That means he knows the governor. He knows. Ah. I looked at him. I said, Agbenga, you have to work on your humility. Because I now realize, I know Sabi knee down. If I knee down small, my leg would pain me. Ah, you need to work on this thing. You cannot be a bearer of these things if you are proud. You cannot be a bearer of the seven spirits of God if you have options. If you have anything that you are thinking, in case God disappoints, you will run back here. You cannot be a bearer of the seven spirits of God. And can I tell you, God is looking for people to show forth the power of the menorah again. He's looking for people that he can release. Businessmen, market women, mothers, people who sell on the street, pastors, students, is waiting to show. So why is he not showing? Because there is a type of man God is looking for. There's a type of woman. When you think of the menorah, think of illumination. Think of revelation. Think of the light of God's presence. Every time you think of menorah, think of illumination. Think of revelation. Think of the light of God's presence. I pray that will be your new economy. He who dwells between the cherubims, shine forth. He who dwells between the cherubims, shine forth. Bring forth a shepherd of Israel. He will lead Joseph like a flock. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel. He will lead Joseph like a flock. He will dwell between the cherubims, shine forth. It
between the cherubim shine forth. Give your O shepherd of Israel, you will lead Joseph like a flock. Give your O shepherd of Israel, you will lead Joseph like a flock. You will dwell between the cherubim, shine forth. He will dwell between the cherubim, shine forth. He will dwell. Shine forth.